It is now the fourth hour of Worldwide Transmission. Bob Chapman, expert on what's happening in the markets and with commodities, will be joining us for his once-a-week visit. We'll open the phones up for Bob Chapman. I got a bunch of other news I'm going to run over as well. Aaron Zellman, the head of Jews Preservation Firearms Ownership, is our guest. Larry Pratt was on with us in the last hour. I want to Aaron Zellman over so we can talk to Carl and Gary, some of the callers that have been holding the longest. I mean, how do you get the subtlety out to people that when the news says big victory for the Second Amendment, then they redefine the Second Amendment is you have a privilege for us to regulate you and tax you, and maybe you can have a gun in a couple areas of the country if it's locked up in your house. And that's what even, quote, Scalia said. And a new reign of terror is upon us. First time the Supreme Court's ever said, ruled on the Second Amendment, and it's exactly as we predicted. It's a criminal government. They've attacked the Fourth Amendment, the First, it's everything. Go to jpfo.org, get some of the great books and videos they have. Educate others. This is a life and death situation. Carl in Montreal, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I support your cause, Mr. Zellman. I'm not a gun owner, but I do support, you know, what you're doing. There's a couple things I wanted to bring to your attention. There's a new law. You were talking about being pulled over and forced to give blood and give urine samples. Well, there's a law going into effect that was passed in Ottawa, and it's going to go into effect next week, that if you don't give blood and you don't give a urine sample, that you can suffer the same penalty for refusing a breathalyzer.
Yeah, no, and then it'll be more invasive. It's like in England and the U.S., England's passing a law, parents will have to be licensed to have children, and if you hug your child in public or kiss them, you will be arrested, the child will be taken. I mean, this is insane. Yeah. This is the state becoming God, and from Dallas, Texas, to, you know, Tucson, Arizona, they are taking blood without warrants at checkpoints. That is invasive.
Yeah,
that
they're also trying to pass a law to make it illegal to spank your kids, too, up here.
No, I know. Aaron Zellman?
Well, welcome to a new world order. and I shouldn't laugh, but I mean, but, you know, we brought this on ourselves by tolerating it. I mean, I'd like to know where people were, quite frankly, Alex, when this type of legislation was being talked about. Where was the outrage?
Well, that's the thing. Everybody's so focused on their iPhone and going and getting liquored up after work that they don't notice there's cops on every corner. There's cameras everywhere. They're snatching people's kids. Everybody's dying of cancer at young ages. I mean, everything's just going to hell in a handbasket. Carl, great points. And, yes, I was aware of that in Canada. Now they taser you if you don't have your ticket in order on the trains or buses, and they say, as punishment. That is, and the police had a press conference said, yeah, it's punishment. It's torture. I mean, folks, it is judge, jury, executioner. That is just, Aaron, I've studied the Third World and other countries. We are becoming about as bad as it gets.
Well, you're right. You're right. It really is frightening. But, again, you know, we're not going to stop it unless we actually attempt to stop it. And that means people are going to have to get involved in the fight.
Real fast.
So, I mean, everybody has to talk to everybody else they know and say, what have you done today to keep freedom alive?
Yeah, this is no joke, folks. They're not going to stop with breathalyzers in every car. Gary in South Dakota, you're on the air. Fast.
Hey, it's actually San Diego. Great show today, guys. The one point I wanted to make is that the thing that people are not understanding, I think, the average man on the street, is that our rights come from God, not from the government. And if they can take or legislate away the First, the Second, and the Fourth, the next ones are, you know, civil trial by jury, number seven. You know, are you ready to give that up?
Well, I mean, we have the bar calling for getting rid of the jury. Well, that's the whole point Aaron keeps making. These laws are, even if you don't believe in God, they are organic to free humanity. This is the whole basis of our society. And they are getting rid, not just of the Second Amendment, they're getting rid of all of it, Aaron.
Well, absolutely, because they have to achieve their goal, and we're letting them achieve their goal by not getting involved in fighting them.
There is no doubt that premeditatedly, the global Fortune 100 are turning the world into a tyranny. They are removing any checks and balances in every nation they can, and God help us. Aaron Zellman, thank you for spending so much time with us and defending the Second Amendment. Everybody should join the website. Give them the number to join.
Our number is 262-673-9745, and it's jpfo.org.
Thank you, Aaron Zellman.
Thank you very much.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, that state trooper called in earlier. And he was talking about how they're basically getting him all ready for federalization. But see, I don't need to believe him to know he was telling the truth. I already have the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. I already have the Military Commissions Act. I already have PDD 51. And the declassified version says the president is dictator. And that means Barack Obama. That means Hillary Clinton. That means John McCain. And conservatives have been taken for a ride in this country. I want to ask Democrats something out there. When Barack Obama gets in, he's already saying he's for warrantless searches against the American people. He's already saying he's for going into Iran. He says, I don't like Bush going into Iraq, but Iran and Pakistan, that's another thing. I mean, what are you going to do? I'll tell you what Democrats are going to do. When Barack Obama's grabbing our guns, and when Barack Obama is going after, and he's saying he isn't socialized health care, they are going to love it. And now I'm going to be the right-wing piece of trash again. I've been the commie for 8 years. Now I'll be the right-wing Nazi, and then they'll put a Democrat in or a Republican in, then I'll be a right-winger again. You know, it's ridiculous. I am not a left-winger or a right-winger. I am a constitutionalist. The parties are bought and paid for. And I know you, the listeners, know that. But the general public still doesn't get it. And all these Obamaites out here, I mean, I got to argue with them and try to explain to them that he is bought and paid for by the same interest. Now, Bob Chapman worked for Army Intelligence. Bob Chapman, successful broker, had the biggest financial newsletter in U.S. history, retired. Now he has it back. It's already one of the biggest again. Had a lot of great predictions, great analysis. So we have him up once a week sometimes more often. And we see Bloomberg saying $5,000 an ounce gold the next 2 years. OPEC came out and said that oil prices are going to go above $4.10 a gallon. They're now talking about, quote, stabilizing oil between $175 and $200 a barrel. That means you'll be paying $5 to $5.50 a gallon. Just all of these things are happening. Now, inside the housing bailout, they've got a provision for reporting of all shopping carts, any shopping carts basically in the world, because it's an OECD agreement. It ties into Europe. Everything will be tracked and reported and instantly uploaded to the government. They don't even give you the choice to say, you know, I'll report on myself and violate my Fifth Amendment. This is tyranny on steroids. They're moving to arrest you if you hug or kiss your children in public. You'll have to have an ID card to take your children to the pool. That is now pedophilia. Folks, you cannot make this up. I'm not joking. Mainstream news. Bob Chapman, what does all this sound like to you?
It sounds dreadful, and I've got to write about it twice a week. And fortunately, I have skin like an armadillo, and it doesn't bother me, particularly after being involved for 50 years. But, you know, a little bit seeps through once in a while. I caught part of the earlier program, and I want to say one little thing here. I got a letter from a subscriber today, which will be in the next issue. And I forget which city it was, but a police management person, a law enforcement officer, was telling the subscriber that in his region or area that they have a map, and that on that map they have all of these red pins in the map. And the red pins represent people who are registered gun owners. And the reason for that is that if the government, for some reason or somehow, goes about trying to take people's guns, they're going to go in and swoop in and take all those that they know have weapons already that have them registered. And that's dreadful. But it falls in right with what you're talking about in the previous program.
Well, how could anyone doubt now that this is a tyranny the likes of which no one's ever seen? It's global. It's being orchestrated by the top Fortune 100. They're regulating it all. And, I mean, I have mainstream British papers here, and they're saying the same thing here in the U.S. Licensing to have kids to make sure you're not a pedophile when you have kids. CPS visiting everyone, and if you hug your child in public, that is now going to be pedophilia.
That's right. I have the article, too.
I mean, the government is completely in our business. They're completely out of control, and then statistically, there's more perverts in their ranks than anywhere else.
Well, did you see the article that came out today regarding the inspection by the Department of Homeland Security and copying of whatever's on computers for people going in and out of the country?
Yes, they just...
It's incredible.
Total violation of the Fourth Amendment. They do it to citizens. Well, I had it happen to me, you know, that whole Canada story. When I went up there, they downloaded the contents of my computer in front of me for 2 hours, and they said, if we find as much as a pinup, a topless girl, you're going to prison. And I said, what do you mean? They said, well, porn isn't illegal, but the transport of it is, and I want to put you in jail. And he started laughing at me, a bastard in a black uniform. I mean, and thank God there wasn't anything on my computer.
Yeah, I went through something similar, which we discussed on the program.
But, I mean, how do they do this?
They do it because, just as a gentleman on the last program said, there's the people who listen to programs like this who really want to get the truth and do something about it, and then there's the rest of them that don't care. I mean, Alex, you know we tell them the truth, and I don't want to know about it.
Well, Ron Paul keeps saying that it's all going to end when everything collapses, and it does appear, as you've said, that the elite did want to implode the economy, their own documents stated, to consolidate, but that it's even gotten out of their own hands because they're just so greedy. And what is, I mean, if we do go into a depression in the next 2.5-3 years, as all the experts say we are at current trends, What will that look like when their system collapses and all these parasites are unable to take care of themselves?
Well, I think the exposure of what they've done is going to be tremendous, and they know that. And that's why you have the laws that we have today, so they can turn America and other countries as well into military states so that they won't get all put in jail for what they've done.
Exactly. It's a rear guard action.
And they're terrified. They know there's people like you and I out there who would bring them to trial legally in a heartbeat for what they've done. And not for pedophilia or, you know, extramarital sex. For destroying our entire system deliberately. And, you know, manipulating all of the markets of the world. Now, you've seen what's gone on today. Gold is up $37. And all I can say is it's about time. And the reason why is oil is up $5.41. It's trading at $139.96. It was over $140 just a little while ago. Now, I wrote a piece 2 to 3 weeks ago when they started to come forth with these pieces of legislation, one in particular by Senator Lieberman. And I said at the time that I believed if they try to pull that, that OPEC producers will just pull their oil off the market. And today we had Mr. Gaddafi's government in Libya that spouts out 300,000 barrels a day say that the market is oversupplied and they may withdraw 300,000 barrels a day. Now, Washington and London knew all about this on Monday. That's why they whacked gold. I knew something was coming, but I didn't know exactly what it was. And there was other bad news besides. And they want to have Lieberman, neocons, etc., a bill in to put through Congress that would allow lawsuits against OPEC. And I said at the time, and I say it again, that they'll all pull their oil off the market. And as you probably know, Nigeria has a strike, plus they have warfare there, and they're losing 200,000 barrels a day from the market. And that's why Saudi Arabia come out and said, oh, we're going to pump 200,000 more. And that was off to offset the loss that was going to be taken during that period of time. As you know, there's been conflict in Nigeria between the Christians and the Muslims going back into the early 60s in our time, so to speak. And what they're going to do in OPEC is shut off the oil. They have been pushed as far as they're going to be. And they don't like the United States, and for good reason. And that's why, with this announcement, which nobody, very few people know about this, that's what kicked this thing. And, of course, you have higher oil prices as a result of that if it happens. The arrogance of the United States and Western Europe and England has gone too far. And, you know, your enemy's enemy is your friend. And in this case, today, Mr. Gaddafi is our friend.
Well, I was about to say,
he's calling them to account.
I was about to say, though, we see this with people throughout history, and I have to say it's scary to know that this elite is power mad and out of control. I mean, they'd have to be to do the things they're doing. I guess this just historically happens sometimes.
It happens quite frequently. The problem is people don't really get into and read history. And if you go back just to the 11th century and you watch the evolution of warfare, politics, finances, the same hand is there when they took control away from the Crusaders who were running the monetary system. And after that, it was the same group of people and the Crusaders who argued like de Molay. They immolated him and hung everybody else or cut their throats. And this is the kind of people we're dealing with. It's been going on for 1,000 years.
I just really feel sorry for people all leveraged into debt, living the yuppie lifestyle, who've laughed at all this. I think it's safe to say they're in for some rough times. What do you say, Bob?
Oh, it's going to be very, very difficult. And that's why you have to have gold and silver in your investments. And you got to take those insurance policies out. And food and preparation and clean water and things like that is very important.
Well, stay there. We're going to talk behind the scenes with the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For everybody else, we'll be back in 4 minutes.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 26, 2008, gold 90990. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 936, 26, 461, 15 for half, 230, 58 for quarter. That's 936, 26, 461, 15 and 230, 58. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Fitz and Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
We've had it good so long, people can't believe that we've hit rough waters.
I am a Midwest farmer.
And as bad as it is now, this is nothing compared to how bad it's going to be. Getting back into the economy, we're going to take calls in the next segment. Bob Chapman at 1-800-259-9231. On the economy or any other subject, because Bob's well-versed in it all. The InternationalForecaster.com is the website. Get a free subscription there, a trial subscription. I suggest you subscribe. We're interviewing all these financial experts. They're all pretty much saying the same thing. We're seeing the dollar devaluation bubble intensify as crude oil, gold, everything else goes back up. Are you still saying 2.5 years till total inflationary depression, or what's the latest on that? And in the short term, what do you see happening financially?
Well, in the short term, they're in terrible trouble. They've already, in Europe, England, United States, they've already injected into the financial communities about $3.5 trillion. And without that, everything would have collapsed by now. But I foresaw that they would do something like that, or almost exactly what they did. And they will make it last as long as they can. And that's why I was able to predict an event like 9/11 and the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan, because they had to use it as a cover for a failing, to cover up a failing economy, which they created and couldn't stop. They wanted to stop, but they couldn't do it. And so next, what they'll probably do is they'll probably do Iran in order to get everybody's mind someplace else and not worry about the Dow Jones Industrial Average going down 300 points like it did today. And in the meantime, after that, they'll say, well, we don't have enough men, and they'll institute a draft. And then they'll start sitting on the American people by limiting everything they can do. They'll eventually put up currency controls so you can't get your money in or out of the country unless the government allows you to. And on and on and on.
Well, I'm
and
sure you've heard of a new bill, very close to passing, where everything you do in any small business, all has to be wired into the Internet, all the shopping carts on the web, and they don't even give you a chance to report on yourself. The government's going to watch every transaction. I mean, that is hyper-tyranny, and the general public doesn't even know what that means.
Well, we've written about it for Saturday. Year on the year, you get there quicker than I do. But how do you get around that? Okay. You write as few checks as possible. You only use credit cards in emergencies, and the same thing with ATMs. When you get checks or you get income into your bank account, you take it out in cash. Don't take $10,000 out at a time, but take $2,000 or $3,000 out at a time, so you're always paying for everything with cash. And that way, you'll avoid a good part of the system. And I've been doing that for years.
Well, all that's holding up this system is the black market, like eBay and things like that, and now they want to destroy that. I mean, I guess like every other nut group, they're just going to run it into the ground. They're going to kill their own ox that's dragging their wagon.
It's very typical, the arrogance of power and the fact that they think the world owes them everything. They don't believe in an afterlife. They believe in what they can do while they're here, in allegiance toward their satanic brethren, if you may. And so that's why they do what they do.
What do you think about all the announcements about how the feds are going to make by law breathalyzers in all cars by 2011? Now they're admitting, yeah, we got face scanning cameras, and yeah, we're reading all your license plates, and yeah, we're tracking you everywhere. But then Senator Hatch gets up and says it's a conspiracy theory that the FISA ruling and the FISA law lets them spy on you when everything's being spied on.
Well, it's a tough decision to make because we're getting very, very little help from the public. And if this sort of thing becomes overwhelming in America, people are just going to have to leave. Either that or they're going to have to submit to the tyranny. And it's for people over 65, it's easy to leave because, you know, you have a monthly income. You can go to a country in Australia, New Zealand, Central, South America,
but they've
whatever.
All got similar tyrannies, Australia, New Zealand.
Well, that's true, but is the tyranny as bad as what we're facing in America?
No, it appears that we are marked as the people to be sucked on, that we're the idiots, that we're the right whale, that we're the one to hunt.
Well, we can always go down to Paraguay and be neighbors with the Bush family.
Yeah, I want to ask you when we get back, why is all the big money moving to Dubai? Why is Cheney going there? Why is Halliburton leaving the U.S.? Why is Blackwater becoming a foreign company while being hailed as red, white, and blue? And we'll take some financial questions at 1-800-259-9231. Final segment with Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster.com, straight ahead.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you're an adult male, you need to listen to this information. By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. In the past, many men have turned to saw palmetto to support prostate health. But now, there's something much better. It's called Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. In fact, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same benefits of one dose of Beta Prostate. It's guaranteed to provide noticeable support, even if you're already having prostate-related health issues. Now you can get Roger Mason's Beta Prostate formula through this special offer. And if you call now, you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Feel a difference or your money back. Here's how to order.
Call now to order Beta Prostate. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Support your prostate with safe, all-natural ingredients. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
We're back live. Everything we've told you has come true. The White House says Bush is a dictator and they're getting ready for martial law. Will it be Barack Obama? Will it be Bush? Will it be McCain that calls it? You're already in it when the cops walk up to you and say, you got a license for that camera, boy? Man, we're in trouble. You see, when the shields go down, everybody in the world knows you can come in here and buy a politician. The foreigners know this is the happy hunting ground. It's like China was 150 years ago when 9 different powers divided it up. Corruption brings you down. And it's happened now. Folks, I'm freaked out when I'm driving to work. I'm freaked out when I'm 3 a.m. when I wake up. I mean, I'm not pleased that I was right about everything. I'm not happy that we were right about everything. I'm not... This is sick. Yeah, we saw it coming a long time ago, but now that the fact that some people can't see it, it's hard to believe. We got Daniel, Daryl, Mike, Jeannie, Ron. We're going to get to all of you here and let Bob Chapman go here in about 10 minutes. Go back to Bob Chapman in just a second, theinternationalforecaster.com. I want to tell you about a new sponsor we've got, newworldordertradingcards.com. These are really nicely done. In fact, I'll show people on camera for PrisonPlanet.tv what it looks like. Got a nice little seal on it. And you open them up and you got the trading cards. They got several different sets. like me with twin bullhorns there. And their website is New World Order Trading Cards, NWOTradingCards.com. And they're just great folks. And this is a way to get your friends, your family, young people into understanding who really rules the world. Instead of it being some baseball player, which baseball's fine, but what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? You got a Henry Kissinger card, a Bilderberg Group card, Queen Beatrix card, Jim Tucker card. I mean, this is the type of thing that will wake your young people up and make it interesting. They got, I think, three different sets now. Really well done. So order yours today at NewWorldOrderTradingCards.com or go to the banner on Infowars.com if you miss it. And that's an exciting little sponsor there. Great little tool in the Infowars, NewWorldOrderTradingCards.com. Speaking of important Infowar materials, twice a week he has the electronic version for subscribers at theinternationalforecaster.com, or you can get it, twice a month with the physical copy that goes out. Learn more at theinternationalforecaster.com. Answering that question, then we're going to go to calls, Bob Chapman, with limited time with you today. We know the elites are moving to Switzerland, Portugal, Spain, the classic places, but I see most of them, big bankers, brokerage houses, they're even leaving Israel. I've been reading the last few months, the top 10 richest people in Israel have left, sold their houses. They're moving to London or to Dubai. Why are the elites pulling out of Israel, the U.S.?
Very well think that in retaliation if Israel attacks Iran, that Israel would get attacked, and who would want to be there if it was going to be attacked? So I think that's probably the reason for that. Although the only people who are going to London from Israel are the ones that don't have wanted stickers around their neck. And there's hundreds of people who have escaped going to jail in other countries by going and living in Israel.
Well, yeah, that's the big secret. Anybody who, quote, is of Jewish extraction can go to Israel. No extradition. They don't charge anybody with murder, anything. I mean, that would kind of be neat if I had a country I could run to where I could do whatever I wanted, run any financial scam, you name it, and then take my money there and be safe.
Including killing people. Dreadful. But anyway, the move to Dubai is, number one, to get out of the U.S. tax structure. Number two, to get out of the U.S. legal system. Number three, to put your company into a shell that might be in Turks and Caicos or Belize or someplace in the world, and then you operate in Dubai from that shell. And so you have all of this legal protection. And it's been going on for a long time. It's just that Dubai is one of the selective places currently.
So the elite are kind of making it like a new Israel or something? I mean, we know even Michael Jackson.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way. You might put it a new Bahamas or Bermuda or Switzerland or Liechtenstein, as opposed to Israel is not a center for offshore corporations, whereas Dubai is, among others.
Yeah. Okay, so it's the crime syndicate headquarters. Let's go to Ron in New York. Yeah. Ron in New York, you're on the air. I'm told another police officer. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Alex. Of course, you know I weigh in on the subject regarding the Second Amendment and the Supreme Court's ruling today. The way it's being, of course, presented in mainstream media, and I'm afraid probably a lot of people who honestly do believe in gun rights are viewing it or portraying it as they see it as a victory, but really it was a cleverly done thing in that it's an order that's between 100, the court's ruling is between 130 and 140 pages in length, which in itself is almost historic. And other than the initial facade of the ruling, which says it's of course in favor of the Second Amendment, if you would read on, you'll find out that there are caveats, or put it simply, so many exceptions will now be made to the rule as to make the rule, in this case, the Second Amendment.
Well, that's it. And all we had before was the Second Amendment, and they couldn't restrict it. Now, this is like making the Second Amendment 150 pages long and saying, basically, you have no rights. Yes.
Well, yes, they've made so many exceptions to the rule. As I said, in this case, the Second Amendment. What they have actually done is the highest court in all land has now, for the first time, affirmed licensing schemes. which has made what was a very bad situation a little worse, because whereas at least before you might have some dissension between various courts and various districts.
Well, you had a bunch of states like Vermont and others saying there is no licensing. You know, it's a right to own. Yeah, exactly. It's a reign of terror.
You will now have, backed up by a high court decision, government agencies at various levels, in various states and localities, now saying, well, we're creating regulations and being reasonable and acting in a reasonable way. Now, what will probably happen is you will start to see a large volume of these cases about what is reasonable being brought before the highest court, and I'm sure that the court will rule in favor of the vast majority of government entities that rule that this regulation or that regulation or this licensing scheme or that licensing scheme is in fact reasonable. We have never had a situation where the court previously has ever said that there can be reasonable limitations.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's absolutely horrible. We got to get articles out. Somebody's got to tell the people. It's up to us. I appreciate your call, Ron. I got to move quickly here, but he makes a good point, Bob Chapman.
Sure does.
Daniel in
New
York.
They're going to take us down by inches.
Daniel in New York, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Alex. From Rochester, New York, and wanted to let you know that we are going to be opening up a We Are Change group here in Rochester.
Good.
Well, every Saturday, we're going to be taken to the streets. We're no longer going to sit here just listening to the radio. But every Saturday, we're going to meet and put the truth right out there, right in front of everybody's face. And they're not going to be able to avoid us no matter where we go.
Good.
I said that.
That's going to be on Monroe and Goodman Street at 4 o'clock every Saturday.
Fantastic.
There you go, Rochesterites.
Do you have a website for your We Are Change group in Rochester?
Right now it's We the People. It's a Yahoo group, We the People Rochester, and we're going to change that to We Are Change.
Good. Well, folks, find that and get over there. Thank you. I want to go to Daryl and Mike and Jenny and others, but we're almost out of time here. Shifting gears back into money. I'm saying that the way inflation's going, the dollar's been devalued, and even mainstream media analysts are saying $2,400 an ounce gold. Bloomberg comes out with a headline with all these big brokerage firms, you know, $300 million, $270 million funds saying gold's going to hit $5,000 an ounce. I mean, if that happens, the dollar'd have to be completely, basically worthless. And you've been saying that's where it's going to go, or close to that. Ron Paul saying that. What does it mean when Bloomberg and others come out with headlines about $5,000 an ounce gold, Bob?
Well, it means it's been accepted by the inter-gang group in Wall Street and the Fed and in London that too many people know about what we're doing now, and so I think we're going to give up the ghost. And that might have been reflected today. It doesn't mean that the Working Group in Financial Markets and the Fed and the Bank of England and so on aren't going to continue to enter the markets to try to impede the upward progress of gold and silver. But I think we're getting close to where the game is over. You know, they can sell 500 tons of gold in Europe each year, and that's the agreement that they have among central banks. And they've sold virtually nothing, 150, 200 tons of gold. They're either out or they don't want to sell anymore. But either way, we're in shortfall of production to demand.
So you're saying the decades-long them dumping gold routinely or selling it amongst themselves to drive down prices, it looks like that's ending?
It could very well be. And the signs are there. And incidentally, they started doing this in October of 1987 illegally, and it was legalized in August of 1988 with the Working Group in Financial Markets executive order.
Plunge protection team.
Yeah, and I wrote about it back then, but nobody wanted to hear about it. They thought it was crazy. And as the 90s came...
Now it's public.
Now it's public. And I think, you know, Bloomberg might be just giving up the ghost. Everybody on Wall Street knows what's going on. And now that the market's headed down, I think there's going to be a lot of people saying... maybe we should be heading for the hills. And, you know, 11,500, down 309 right now. On the Dow, there was support at 11,720 to 11,750. It was broken today. there is support 11,600 broken today. The next stop will be 10,200 to 10,300, probably before the election. If that's broken, you're looking at 9,300. Next year, 7,286, where it went down to during 2001.
Well, Bob,
I think that's going to be rich. And incidentally, half of the money that people got invested in good quality issues is going to be lost.
Oh my God! I mean, to be clear, a lot of people say I don't care. I don't own stocks and bonds. Why do I care? Every company you work for, the people that buy your products, the people that buy your bread, people that buy your whatever it is you're selling, the people that pay for you to cut their yard, they do work. And own stocks, or they do work for companies that are funded by their stocks and by their issuances. And so we are, what, thousands of times, over real assets in paper? And I just think people have a rude awakening. So I'm getting from you today, Bob, are you saying that unraveling is accelerating from your previous forecast?
No, I think it'll take a year and a half to take it down to 7,286. But I think it's going considerably lower than that, because I think probably 2 years from now, deflation will probably take over. And once that happens, the whole thing's goner.
Well, you say take over. I mean, it's about 15% a year right now.
What is?
Inflation. So imagine, taking over. Do you mean like 30% a year?
25-30% I think is reasonable. Unemployment, which is 14% now, even according to the U3 government figures, we're talking 30-35%.
God,
I mean, it's going to be another depression, just like the 30s, only worse.
You're saying guaranteed?
No, there's no guarantees, but it looks bad. No, it looks very bad. And, you know, our record on predictions has been unbelievable. I mean, I have to have somebody sitting on my shoulder, and because a human can't make that many proper and right
decisions.
Would you say
90% chance we're going to have a real depression within 2 years?
Within three.
Okay.
And the answer is yes.
Okay. Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. Thank you for your great insight, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, and I'll see you next week.
You bet. Take care. There goes Bob Chapman. I'm going to bring Ted Anderson up now for about 3 minutes, then come back and hit some final news. Ted told you buy gold yesterday, okay, and it's up $33, $34 today. Ted has the gold, the price it was yesterday, throughout the weekend, but on Monday that's going to change. Folks, gold is only going to go up, okay? The big brokers are saying 5,000 an ounce. I'm not saying that. I have trouble believing that. I mean, if that happens, just run for the hills, as Bob was saying, because what that means financially, the markets and commodities and everything else, just it'll make the depression look like a Sunday picnic, as they say. But 2,000, 2,500, man, right now at $900, $920 an ounce, you cannot beat it. And Ted's got it below $900 an ounce, below gold cost, because he made some major moves when it was down. Ted, we told them yesterday they better move quick before it starts rocketing up, but they never listen. They only listen when it's exploding upwards. I've been too busy to buy any gold, a couple coins, but you've still got those same coins, those francs, don't you?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, Alex, I do, and you're right. I mean, I'd have a hard time holding it through this weekend, but we will. Again, the francs are at 194. That's the exact same price that I offered on the air yesterday. However, Alex, today gold is up $31. Currently right now 918, and you know what, that's a huge increase. We could blow through a 10% increase in just a couple of days. That's what I meant by this. I mean, the summertime, you hit that 880 level and it doesn't hold there. It goes up to 940, and that's why I said if you wait till this fall before you get your gold and silver, you will be paying 30-40% more than you did this summer.
It's almost certain, folks. Give Ted a call. He has French and he has Swiss francs up on the screen. I have for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I was talking about this yesterday, so we just decided to put it up on screen. We have the 15-year gold chart. Well, this is the oil chart. And it shows a quadrupling in oil prices But more than half of that increase is just in the last 8 years. Now I'm going to put up on screen a gold chart. It's almost identical, parabolic, going straight up. Same thing with the oil. That is dollar devaluation, period. Folks, gold is going to go up. There's no doubt about that. You know dollars are going to go down. You cannot lose in this transaction. Do you still have half dollars and silver dollars, Ted?
Yes, we do. And the half dollars are the best buy in the silver right now, that hands down. Presently right now, same price again, silver up like it is. It's up a buck right now. And you can still pick up the silver dollar rolls at $182 per roll of 20. The Walking Liberty half rolls at $182 per 20. That is a great buy.
Tell you what, stay there, Ted. Listen, folks, I wouldn't steer you wrong. I believe in guns. I believe in eating organic food. I believe in freedom. I believe in having precious metals. And now is the time to buy gold and silver, folks. This fall, you're going to be paying a huge premium. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Stay with me.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Just type into Google 10-year gold chart, 10-year oil chart. Watch them. They're both parabolic. Gold always dips in the summer. The fact that it's rising in the summer scares the daylights out of me. I mean, I don't want to have a depression. I don't want to be right about all this. I mean, I've been so busy fighting the New World Order, I haven't made the proper preparations for my family. Lord knows I've got to get it done. I got a few final news stories I want to hit. Don't forget, for all of our listeners that are listening on the web, not our wonderful AM and FM or Shortwave listeners or satellite listeners. The show restarts in 5 minutes at InfoWars.com. Incredible guest after incredible guest, Paul Watson, Larry Pratt. I had Wayne Madsen on, all in the first, second, third hour. Right now we're talking to Ted Anderson covering financial news. Yeah, Ted, talk about making our point. I had you on yesterday saying gold's going to explode. They're announcing they're going to increase oil prices because the dollar's been devalued. That's a secret here in the U.S. because the people are so out of touch with reality because of the controlled corporate press. But everywhere else they know, the dollar's days aren't numbered. It's already been chopped in more than a half. So you got those francs. That's really a great deal. Those fifth-ounce coins for, what, 190 what?
194. And then, of course, we also have the Walking Liberty halves at 182. Silver and gold, goodbye. Also British sovereigns, 243. Exactly what I offered them for yesterday. And the spot gold price yesterday was 888. And today the spot gold price is 918. That's a $31 increase. Now, mind you, General Motors and also Citicorp were just downgraded by the bond companies here recently. Those two companies alone folding can throw our economy into a mini recession, into a depression. That's the kind of thing that topples this. You know, there's just so much problems. There's so many problems going on in the financial markets right now. That's
bottom line, folks, you need to move into gold and silver right now while those Federal Reserve notes still have any value. And to get yesterday's price today, tell them it's the Alex Jones special that you heard Alex Jones and Ted Anderson talking about. 1-800-686-2237. With Bloomberg talking about 5,000 an ounce gold within 2 years, now is the time to move into gold and silver, ladies and gentlemen. It's not gold that's going up. It is the fact that the dollar is dying.
It's right here. I'm looking at the dollar right now. It's fallen today down $72.48, down 0.44. I mean, it's like a ever-ending story. It just keeps on going down and down, and it's going to continue to do so. It's going to go down because we keep thinking we can print our way out of our problems.
Well, I disagree with Bob Chapman and all these Nobel Prize winners we've had on, like Stiglitz. I'm not saying I'm a genius, but I don't see it going 3 years like they all say it will. I don't know why they keep it, and they all analyze it out to that. I see this. I mean, you think it'll go 3 years, Ted? Or?
Well, you got to hedge your bet. I mean, if you say it's going to happen tomorrow and it don't, you're going to look like a fool.
I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow, but I see the way things are going down with Ford moving to Mexico and GM about to go. I mean, I just don't know how much worse it can get.
Well, that's the whole thing, Alex. I mean, it's going to the reason why they're saying all 3 years, it doesn't all happen at once. It's been happening. We've lost a lot of ground here just in the last year. And within the next 3 years, it's going to continue to erode at us until the point of where we break. And what Chapman is saying is that things are really going to look bad 3 years from now. You can call us at 1-800-686-2237. I would suggest you get them right away.
800-686-2237. Ted, really appreciate you. Take care.
Yep, you bet, Alex.
And we'll try to hold this price into the weekend. We'll find out tomorrow. In fact, Ted was hinting there that he can't hold it to the weekend. We'll find out. You better make a move now, folks. People will be there all night until midnight. LAPD won't ask immigrants about status. They'll throw the book at the stupid Americans. Police report Mexican Army members busted for home invasion and murder inside the U.S. Texas real estate. Mexico says they're buying the state back. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. Huge guest tomorrow. Huge guest tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.